Bishop Amos and his wife Esther and daughter Peace come to us from Tanzania by way of this season in their life. They are studying, getting advanced degrees at the Mennonite Seminary that's in Elkhart, Indiana. They have a very impressive autobiography of the many things that they have done in their lives that I could share with you. Those are actually have already been posted on our website and in our church announcements if you'd like to read more about the work that they have done in Tanzania and serving the Tanzanian government in peace and reconciliation work, as well as health ministry among people who are HIV/AIDS infected and then also within the church in Tanzania. I could say a lot about that, but what I want to say about them is that I don't know if any of you have ever had the experience where you've had this prayer that you've requested of God, but you know that it's impossible, and so it's kind of like, well, yeah, I'll pray that every once in a while, but I know it's not going to happen, so, well, I have been praying for probably 5 or 7 years now that God would give me a leaders who are experienced pastors who are African who could speak into my life and my heart and the life of our church about how it is to pastor among Africans, East Africans. But I knew that that was impossible because that kind of a person probably lives in, like, Tanzania, and I don't. So every once in a while I would pray this prayer, but I knew it would not happen. So then about a month ago when I was at our Mennonite Seminary for Pastor's Week, I happened to meet first Esther in the school library, and I met her, and I said, oh, I just want to talk to you. And she said, oh, would you please come and meet my husband? Come to my house for tea. And I was like, yes. So I went to their house and we had tea for a while. And then after a while, we kept talking and they were saying such wise things. And then they said, do you have plans for dinner? And I said, yes. So we talked for a long while longer. And I have found that Bishop Amos and Esther have just been such a gift to me in the time that I know them. And then I learn that actually God has been trying to send me Bishop Amos and Esther for about 2 or 3 years now, because our own Pastor Amos told me about them, I don't know, like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something. He said, there's this people, you have to meet them. They're my friends. And I did not follow up on that. And then I realized as Bishop Amos was giving me his phone number last month that I actually had his phone number programmed into my phone because I'd met him briefly about a year ago. And so I feel like finally God sent the message too. So anyway, I'm so delighted. Bishop Amos and Esther have been here since Thursday night, and they have been meeting with our elders and pastors on Friday. They met with some of the staff at World Relief also on Friday, and then all day yesterday they met with our African sisters and brothers and prayed with them and worshiped with them and counseled them all day long. It's just been a really wonderful time. So that's all I have to say. Please come forward.
On behalf of the congregation, I will pray for you as you speak. God, we thank you that our brother and sisters can be here with us today. And we pray that as Bishop Amos brings your word to us, that you would fill him with your spirit, and that we also would be filled with your spirit to hear and to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, as I said, my name is Peace, and I just moved here in August with my mom last year, and I'm a sophomore at Bethany Christian High School in Elkhart, Indiana, or Goshen, yeah. So I'm glad to meet everyone.
Praise the Lord. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. And yes, ashimwe. The other language I don't know, that's all. But I'm so glad to be here, and we are so humbled as a family. We are so thankful for Pastor Christine for extending your invitation on behalf of the church. And we're so thankful for Alexis' family to accept us to stay into their house. We are so blessed. Since Thursday when we arrived here, we saw the love of God, and we feel like we are back home in Tanzania. Thank you so, so much. God has been so faithful into our life since we accepted to serve him when we were still young. We were called from the northern part of Tanzania to the central part of Tanzania, serve in the position of the pastor, and then he was consecrated to be a bishop, and I'm still working within the church full time. And God has been so faithful to us to bless us into our house and for the children. We have 4 children, 3 daughters and 1 son, and we are so thankful that we are here with peace, and you have heard her voice on behalf of other children we have. Today, we are so humbled to be among you in this worship. We feel like we are in our congregation back home. We started like this. We praise God, and we share our testimony. We share the struggle. We share the success, and we feel so happy. Thank you for being a good community, the community that cares, the community that has concern for all the people. I'm sure you're going to be blessed with my husband. He's a good speaker, a gift for me, and I'm so thankful to God. So let us hear the word of God, and then I'll participate for the anointing.
If you're a bishop, you don't want to move here and there. How are you? Bwana sifiwe. Praise God. We are so grateful to be with you this morning. And thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you so much, Amos. When I came to Anabaptist Mennonite Biblical Seminary, when we are in orientation, we were with Amos. It has been 2 years now, and all of us, we were struggling in English. It was tough, but I'm still learning, and it has been a blessing. And you became a blessing to me. When he came this year for leaders training, we were appointed with my wife to be the leading to leaders who came to learn how to be equipped to lead the church. And we met together. It was a blessing. And he said, can you come to our church again? And then we are here now. Thank you so much, Mchungaji. Tumebarikiwa, tumekula, tumelala, kwa blanketi laini, we are so, so blessed. Please come to learn again as the program Amos went. You will be blessed. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are coming from the country called United Republic of Tanzania. It is a 2 country which merged together in 1964 to Tanganyika and Zanzibar to become United Republic of Tanzania. It is one of the peaceful country in Africa. It's the only country people speak the same language. It's the only country people live side by side, Islam, non-believers, and in harmony, peace. And we are so blessed to have the first leader who was a peacemaker, who created the country where people feel we are Tanzanian. And we have been a blessing to neighboring countries, were from Rwanda, from Burundi, from DRC, from South Africa, from Zimbabwe, Mozambique. All these freedom fighters were hiding in our country to try to liberate their country to get free. And we are We are proud to be an African, but to be human being. We love you. Tanzania Mennonite Church started in 1934, with two families. One was from Lancaster Conference, one from Indiana Michigan Conference. And in a humble beginning in 1934, today you will find 110,000 members in Tanzania. And we have a vision of 2034, when we are going to celebrate 100 years. God is moving among our people. We want to reach 1 million souls. So if I will be there, 1934, I will invite some of you to see, to celebrate with us. And we hope it will come. We have served with my wife for 23 as a pastor and 8 years as a bishop of Central Diocese of Tanzania Mennonite Church. We moved here 2016. I came myself, then they came last year. We changed their position. Now we are not going to work as a diocesan leader or conference pastor, as Mennonite called here in the United States. We will going to work for Tanzania Peace Building Initiative. This is the ministry of Tanzania Mennonite Church, was established 5 years ago, but 2015 it was officially started as a ministry of the church to try to build a relationship between Islam, Christianity, non-believers, so that we may continue to work and to live in peace in our country. In Swahili we say, people who talk can't fight. If there is a will, there is a way. So 2009, something happened which was unusual in our country. It was a breaking news that two churches were being burned down and two pastors were killed in front of the church with radical young Muslims. And then 2010, five churches were set on fire in different cities in the same day, the same hour, and two pastors were shot dead. And the claim was, we want this country to impose Sharia law. And this young radical Muslim were putting posters in the night and say, we want this country to be Islamic country. While Christian are 61%, Islam are 31%, which can't work. And 2013, we decided, I was a bishop of Central Diocese, we called the bishop of Catholic, Anglican, Lutheran, Moravian, Baptist, all together. We were discussing what is happening. Who is behind all these evil acts? And then, to cut the story short, we decided to go to Tanzania Broadcasting Corporation, so that we may share to the national television, people may see two Islam imams and two church leaders. We share together, this is not Christianity and this is not Islam. And then we were given free airtime, 1 hour every evening time. So we start on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I got a call from the Tanzania president. He was watching the television. Then he said, please, can you come to my home? I want to talk with you. Because I was the one who initiated that. So we went. He gave us 3 good hours. It was a blessing. I say, how can I help you this to continue? Because now my police are arresting young people who are innocent. We don't know them. So then we agree 3 things to happen. Number one, let's conduct a national dialogue where we are going to invite top leaders of Christianity and Islam and some political leaders from different parties. And then let's look for person who is well trained about Christian-Muslim relations can come and be guest speaker. I know that person. So we called the one professor, is a Mennonite, David Schenk. He was born in Tanzania. He grew up in Tanzania. He has written a number of books. When I gave him invitation, he said, this is urgent, I will come. He invited his friend, Professor Katerega, who has been a professor. He has been Uganda ambassador to different countries, and now he's a professor. Both of them, they were professor in Kenya, and they have been conducting seminars around the world. So both of them, they came to Tanzania, and the president gave us $200,000. We invited 156, all of them, they came. We were in the same hotel 1 week. It was a blessing I never seen. And then the president himself, he came. He officiated the conference. He was there half day, participated even the small groups. And then he went. And then after a few months, he appointed me to be the chairman of Tanzania Peace Commission. And after a few months, he appointed me to be member of parliament. So we have served for that position up to 2015. And then the church say you have now to step down from here, look for sabbatical leave, go be trained in peace studies, come and lead the director for Tanzania Peace Building Initiative. So pray for us. We want to have our people in Tanzania and also beyond Tanzania in the region, where we want to create a center for justice where people can come to live from Rwanda, from Burundi, from... We want to call even political leaders who can come to tell them, why are you enjoying people killing each other? And you sleep in good hotels, driving in good cars, but people are suffering in streets, in forests. And this is what we want to do. And we hope that it's going to work. So next month I'm going home. We were praying and we feel that God is calling us to call leaders from Tanzania churches so that we may talk on how to welcome people who are running from their country like refugees to come to Tanzania, on how we can welcome them, pray for them, to help them to adjust when they came to our country. And I'm going to spend 1 week with them because the Virginia Conference of Mennonite Church want to help the church to have a ministry which is ready to welcome people and help them to adjust to go to school, to medical attention, and the schools for children before they go wherever they want to go. So pray for us, and we will be grateful. Lastly, before I go to the Word of God, welcome to Tanzania. While I'm here, the church appointed me to be a liaison officer of Tanzania Mennonite Church to Mennonite Church USA. And one of my primary work is to connect the congregation to have sister church in our country, where you have a sister church which you exchange prayer items, praying for each other, visiting, hearing stories, and you learn from each other. Tanzania Mennonite Church is a big church. It's a big church with a lot of programs, with a lot of... when the first missionary came, they built schools. In my region, they built 59 primary schools, 2 big hospitals with nursing school. MCC came in. MIDA was there. So through that school, many young people. Today we have Tanzania ambassador to different countries. 5 of them are Mennonite, including the one in Canada, Germany, European Union, Burundi, Zimbabwe, and Nigeria. These are Mennonite. And the one who was in Bujumbura, he studied Mennonite church. And today we have Mennonite in Bujumbura because of this is the ambassador. Can we imagine? And it has been a blessing. We have ministers, we have members of parliament, lawyers, doctors, nurses, including my wife. She came to Mennonite school. She was an Anglican. Because of the school, now she's a Mennonite. So I will be glad if you could agree. We can do this kind of exchange. And I know people who are praying, serious in prayer. They will hold you in prayer. You send the prayer request, they send it to you. And once a while, we can say 1 year, you can visit them and they can visit you. And it will be a blessing. Thank you. Yeah. So let us now to turn to the Word of God. This morning we are going to, I'm going to share with you about to create a community of justice. And what does it mean when we say we want to create the community of justice? Love and justice, it is God's character. Restoration and of creation as God's mission. Community of justice as God's shalom on earth. One of the challenges we are facing in our communities today and even into the church is the unwillingness to trust each other, and because of that, we are living in divided society of which we cannot give our hope, which found in Christ. We know about the walls that was built to divide and keep German people apart. Many of us, we watched in the 1990s how that wall was broken down. In Tanzania, we were emphasizing socialism, African socialism. Kenya, neighboring country, was emphasizing capitalism. We were calling them the society we eat society man. We share everything together. We were experiencing equality and all opportunity for all. We learned how to serve each other. I remember one day the president of Tanzania came to Conference of Mennonite Church. He said, I was born in the region where Mennonite Church started the mission. I have been influenced with simplicity living. I started to create a country where we can share as the first church. We're sharing whatever they have. If you are willing to fail, I will fail with the church. We, as a people of God, God has entrusted us and commanding us to be committed to remove barriers and walls that are dividing us and putting us apart. No matter where we came from. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We get freedom when we receive Christ. We love each other when we have Christ in our heart. I cannot imagine how can someone claim to love his enemy if he has no Christ in his heart. United Nations have tried. African nations have tried, but it never worked. It never worked. One of the great contributions of the Tanzania Mennonite Church today is the deep understanding of redemptive suffering, witness of church involved in the ministry of reconciliation, witnessing the new humanity being truly born, a community which transcends the divisions arising out of our sinfulness. Christ crucified and risen stands at the center of that recreative act of grace. The church should be a prophetic voice for voiceless and fight for an injustice wherever it prevails. It is our mandate, we Christians, to look at wars and that dividing us to work to assist them, to remove them. Sometimes I ask myself, who is my neighbor? When this question comes to me, it goes to my people or my clan, my family, or it goes to the people, my tribe, my friend, or people my color of skin, or my fellow Christian. As I said in the beginning, I grew to the society where I never seen a Muslim, because north of Tanzania there is no Muslims. You find them in the coast of Tanzania. Until when I went to high school, for first time, is where I started to hear mosques and hear in the morning loud speakers calling for prayer. And then I started to hear hate preachings. For first time to hear Christianity is not the religion of God, it's Western culture. The religion of God is Islam. As a young pastor of the age of 25, we created a group of young people to attack all these Muslims, hating them, returning to them, preaching and preaching with passion. And one day, I was with God in my quiet time. And clearly I hear a voice from God. Who are you? I never had that voice. Why are you hating Muslims? If this young, radical young Muslim were the one who was hanging Christ on the cross, he could say, Father, forgive them, except these radical young Muslims. From that day, I had to face my own attitude toward Muslims. The Holy Spirit of God started to penetrate in my heart and my hardness and bitterness to those young Muslims who are burning and killing churches, church leaders. And God himself showed me that I need to repent. If not, he will not be with me at all. He will run away from me, and my ministry will not bless anyone. I decided in the same evening, because it was the morning, to go to meet Imam of our city. It was tough. Even if it was almost 20 kilometers, 5 kilometers from our home. But for me, it was looks 1,000 kilometers. I was feeling shame. How can I go to repent for a person whom the group burning and killing church leaders? I went, I find him in the office. He knew me for many years. I entered to his office and I told him, I came here to repent. I'm sorry. We have been hating you with my friend for many years. That old gentleman, he was sitting, tears came down. He came and he hugged me for longer. He became a great friend even today. And it turned our city to become a peaceful city from that day. because I took an initiative to go to him and say, I'm sorry. And this the commission the president of Tanzania created. There was two Islam inside. And one who was the imam of Arusha town. And then he decided to visit our home because I've been told by his friend, Imam of Dodoma, about us. And my wife and I, we decided to put him in the room which faced east so that he can pray. My wife went on, she bought a mat to him. In every morning, he stayed with us 5 days. He was praying 5 times a day. He stayed with us for 5 days. He left to Arusha. From there, every Christmas, every Easter, he sent to me a goat to slaughter, rice, mentioning all gifts. In the month of Ramadan, I can buy everything good thing I sent to him. And it has been a blessing. And now Tanzania, it is at peace. And we want to continue to build more and stronger relationships with these brothers and the sisters of Islam so that we can hold each other, preaching about sin, about not about hating each other. Because it's the only country God has given us. If we're going to destroy the country, where our children is going to live in tomorrow? As good Samaritan, I start to account Muslim brothers and sisters to be my neighbor. Why? Christ gave us example in the cross. He said, when the cross is accepted, it makes sense out of nonsense. It brings sense out of nonsense. It brings kind of people together and love each other. In the world we live today, we are confronted with divided societies, which rooted in foundation of this world. And this is what happened in our neighboring country, in Rwanda, in 1994, when 1 million people were killed by the name of the clan. And 91% of this country are Christian. And one Muslim wrote, now Christians are stopping to baptize people in water, now they're using blood. It was a shame to us. Last month I was hearing news, in Somalia 99% are Islam. They speak the same language, the same culture. But they have been fighting 30 years. They have no stability government. Why? Fighting themselves. The same religion, the same language, the same culture. And last month, 469 people were killed and 400 people were seriously wounded in Mogadishu. And this is what is happening all over the world. You hear here, you hear stories, it's bitterness. You hear bad stories, not good stories. Enmity can even come into the stronger nation like United States. Or a society and even a good family. That is why Cain murdered his brother Abel. Both they were belonged to the same mother, the same father. They had the same color of skin, the same language, the same culture. That is what sin is all about. Sin brings division. It brings confusions. It shakes the foundation of political stability and the good norms of our society and the good, like the church. Or we lose each other when we separated from God. We separated from each other. Things don't make sense. You don't sleep at night. You became an enemy to your brother or sisters, our sisters, and they cannot appear. They became a threat to you. You don't see them clearly. If you hate someone, you cannot see him clearly. we need to evaluate and examine ourselves. Why? Because people, they are always centered thinking themselves. And they think, those people who think by themselves, they cannot think other people to be valued to be human being. We Mennonite, we understand and continue to affirm a Christ-centered commitment to the way of peace as a central to Anabaptist Mennonite Church, as a view of church. Jesus Christ taught us to love our enemy, both the personal and non-denational, and to pray for those who are persecuting us. And that's why we confess that our kingdom, which is the kingdom of God, is not built with the violence and the power of this age, but by an uncompromising commitment to the way of peace through radical reliance on the Holy Spirit. We Mennonites, we teach that in the way of peace, we can overcome evil and any injustice by honoring God and love Him and seek His wisdom. In Africa, we have amazing confidence with God as the just one. Whatever injustice seems to prevail, the Swahili say, Mungu yupo, God is present. In my language, we could say, Mungu ana nguvu, means God has got power. He's victorious because of that justice is attainable through God. God cannot be defeated by evil. Also, God established peace in Him alone. His people can live in non-violence life. Who is your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? Can you turn around and think, reflect in your life? Anyone can say you have been a blessing to him. In all life, your life. As I say in the beginning, the church should be a prophetic voice for voiceless and fight for any injustice wherever it prevails. In town where Jesus Christ was teaching, you could see publicans, prostitutes, laborers, men and women with no character left, all eaten through and through, turned into pieces inwardly, running to Christ, not too afraid that He would turn them away. One day I was preaching with my friend in Tanzania. Almost 5,000 were together. And we were preaching about the work of the Holy Spirit and the goodness and of the cross. And one gentleman was sitting behind the podium. He ran to the speed to the one he was calling his enemy. And that person who was watching to him, he was running, why, maybe he's going to kill me. And before he got the end of the door, he catched him. He embraced him and he hugged him. He said, I have found my brother. From today, you are my brother. It makes sense when it's accepted. We have been seeing in our ministry several times young people reconciling to Christ. Sometimes I'm the patron of Dodoma University, has 40,000 students. I was appointed by Christian Council of Tanzania. I went there once a month to encourage pastors and the chaplains who are ministering to these children, these young people. And when I talk with them, they say, we are longing for something. I don't know. I want to be something which I don't know that thing. I think if I buy a car, big TV, I will have a house, I will be fulfill my heart. But I have all these things, but I'm lacking something in my heart. If you receive Christ, you feel gap and something which is lacking within, inside the heart. As a pastor of pastors in Tanzania, which have served in that capacity for 32 years, I have learned that we are losing our directions in serving God by putting fingers to sinners instead of welcoming them to Christ. Sometimes we sit at the God's throne and try to judge them, like Pharisees were doing. Look, Jesus is sitting with sinners, eating with sinners, with prostitutes. A church is not a social club for saints. It's a hospital for sinners, where people must be loved, accommodated, helped, get counseling, get healing. Where they came, when they have wounded, when they go out, they say, wow, we have joy in Christ. We will continue to pray for you. Be a shining church in this community. Be a light to this community. Don't be ashamed to tell people about Christ, your hope you have. No one will take you to jail if you tell them I love you. No one will tell you to you take you to court if you say I'm praying for you. Tell people I love you, God, and I love you. And I welcome you to church. You can be prayed. You can be loved. Give them hope you have. The Pharisees were religious teachers, but they had no ability to put broken life together. They could only judge and criticize. Always they say, look, as I said. Apostle Paul says, when the cross is accepted, it brings power, justice, reconciliation, and peace. It is a message which makes sense when it is accepted. When Christ was asking us to love our enemies, he showed us at the cross what he meant. Paul said, the message of the cross bring sense out of nonsense when it is accepted. We need to work together because we are Christian. We need to work together. Why? We have no any other choice. Community of justice, meaning God's shalom. In Swahili, tunasema amani. Peace. Salamu alaikum in Arabic. Dar es Salaam, the city of peace. Shalom means the harbor of peace. Shalom is a way of life to please God. It's the center of our faith. Peace with God is to have peace with others. In his writing, Paul says, the ministry of peace or shalom is unique to the church. It begins with me and with others. Now all things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And through us, we take the ministry of reconciliation. The church should be an agent of God's shalom to humanity. Shalom is God's ultimate will to his people. A community of justice to me is to build checks and balances, which society institutions. Community of justice for me is to create a community of equal opportunity, striving for values of justice and truth which bring love, justice, and peace to the hearts of the people. Shalom for me is when people get together in love, benefit from each other, have equal opportunity for all, equal distribution, experience freedom and justice of God, and have total salvation. I and my wife, we pray for people. God has given us a gift of prayer. And we don't want to tell people we are praying, we are apostles, we don't want these titles. We are might preacher, we are do this, we don't want these titles. We don't want anyone to turn to us, thank you for praying for us, we want to thank God. One day we went to the Prime Minister of Tanzania. He called us. I and my wife will enter to his bedroom. And then he was kneeling down. He's a Catholic, but he went to Mennonite Secondary School. One day he came to our church. We didn't know that he's coming. We were getting to the church, and immediately we saw the convoy of 20 cars with security. They came to our church to say what he's coming to do. And he came. He was sitting behind. I told him, please come front. He said, no, let me sit here. And then he said, today I came here. I am because of Mennonite, because I went to your school. It's where I was molded. I came to give you a gift of brand new car. This is the offering I'm bringing to you this morning. So when the president was elected 2010, he was appointed to be prime minister. He called us. Please, can you anoint for me? We entered to his bedroom. We anointed him. Tears was coming down. He was happy. One day we visited the president of Tanzania. Then I told him, I want to pray for you. I say, yes. He said, yes. Can you kneel down? He went down. This is the head of state, not the Mennonite president. With all securities. He went down. I prayed for him, simple prayer. I say, God, this is the leader you have given to us. Give him wisdom so that he may lead this country well. We may live in peace. By seeing he was taking his white handkerchief, tears was coming down. With all the police and security, he said, thank you so much. Can we pray for you this morning? And anointing you with the oil so that you may have get power. You may share God's love to your neighbors. We may continue to unite in love, to hold each other in prayer. Can you come front? We will, if you like, you can come front. We will. Pastor, can you come with us?
Okay.
Said,
okay.
In Swahili, so that
can I say even, a little bit? Yeah, even more. The bishop has been speaking in Swahili all yesterday, so I'm so glad that you were able to speak in English this morning for those of us who missed that. But since there's so many people here who don't understand English, would you just take a minute and bless the congregation with some words in Swahili, and then we'll move into the anointing time of anointing.
Kiswahili is simple, like you're drinking tea. Nilichokuwa nazungumza ni kwamba tujenge jamii ya amani. Jamii hiyo ya amani, Biblia inasema, ni watu ambao wanampenda Mungu. Kama Biblia inavyosema, tenda haki kwa upendo na kutembea na hofu ya Mungu muishi kama watu wa amani. Moja ya matatizo na changamoto tunazokabiliana nazo ni kwamba watu wengi wanaishi katika ulimwengu uliovunjika vunjika vipande. Na kwa sababu ya kutoshirikiana na kumpenda Mungu, wameishi maisha ambayo hawako pamoja. Sisi wote tunafahamu huko zamani kulikuwa na ukuta uliotenga Ujerumani Magharibi na Ujerumani Mashariki. Miaka ya 90 tukaona kwa ajabu ukuta ule ukiangushwa chini na vijana waliotaka kuungana na lile taifa la Ujerumani kuwa moja. Wote tunajua upendo wa Mungu. Kama Yesu Kristo alivyosema, Bwana ameniita na amenipaka mafuta ili kuwapa habari njema maskini, kuwafungua waliofungwa, kufungua macho ya wasioona, na kujenga pale palipoharibika, na kutangaza mwaka wa uhuru wa Bwana. Bwana asifiwe. Moja ya changamoto tulizonazo katika kanisa today kwa leo ambazo tunaziona ni huo ufa wa kutengana kwa uadui. Jambo moja la ajabu ambalo tumeliona katika kanisa la Mennonite Tanzania ni kwamba kuna huduma ya upatanisho na amani ambayo imevunja mizizi ya chuki za makabila ya watu ikatuleta pamoja sisi makabila 122 Tanzania, tukawa kitu kimoja. Tukaishi tukipendana na kushirikiana. Jana usiku nilikuwa naongea na kijana mmoja anaitwa Emmanuel. Naona mke wake yuko hapa. Emmanuel? I was talking with Emmanuel last night. Oh, ameenda mke wake yule pale. Alafu nikataka kumuuliza wewe ni kabila gani? Anakaniuliza, kwa nini unaniuliza kabila langu? Why are you asking my tribe? Ini Kiswahili akatumia neno ambalo kulikoni. It seems you want to witch me. You want to kill me? Why are you asking my tribe? Because he was joking, we start to laugh with him. Kwa hiyo ndio inazungumzia yale makabila kuja pamoja, mkashirikiana, mkapendana, mkampenda Yesu Kristo. Nani ni jirani yangu? Unaweza kusema jirani yangu ni mzungu au ni Mwafrika, kabila yangu, ndugu zangu, Wakristo wenzangu. Nilipokuwa nikijiuliza mambo kama hayo, nilikumbuka Waislamu walivyokuwa wakiwachukia Wakristo. Na wakisema Ukristo sio dini, ni tamaduni za Magharibi. Dini halali ya Mungu ni Uislamu. Na sisi tukajenga moyo wa kuwachukia na kuwadharau na kuhubiri kuwapinga. Siku moja nikiwa na katika utulivu na Mungu, nikasikia sauti inaniuliza, wewe ni nani? Kwa nini unawachukia Waislamu? Je, hawa vijana Waislamu ndio walingeukua walimuua Yesu msalabani, Yesu angesema Baba wasamehe wote isipokuwa hawa vijana Waislamu? Nikaenda kwa unyonge na moyo, nikaenda kwa Waislamu wale, kwa mkuu wao, shehe wa mkoa wetu, nikamwambia nimekuja kutubu, kwa maana Mungu amenionyesha kwamba mimi ndio nawakosea. Machozi yalimtoka na mimi yalinitoka, tukakumbatiana kwa furaha na tukaendelea, na ikabadilisha mji wetu na nchi yetu. Na kuna shehe mwingine huko Arusha, huko kaskazini mwa Tanzania. Alikuja kwenye kamati yetu ambayo rais aliiunda ili tuongoze kamati hiyo. Alikija nyumbani kwetu, mimi na mke wangu tukamwekea kilago na mahali pa kuangalia mashariki, akawa nakaa hapo siku tano, anaomba siku zote tano. Alipoenda nyumbani kwao alitutumia zawadi, mbuzi, chakula, mchele, maharage, ili tule wakati wa Christmas na wakati wa Pasaka. Na sisi tumekuwa tukimtumia zawadi na amekuwa rafiki yetu mkubwa sana katika maisha yetu. Katika bara letu la Afrika tunajifunza kwamba Mungu ana uwezo na ana nguvu. Ana moyo wa huruma na anatupenda. Je, tunawezaje kuwa Wasamaria wema? Ili tuweze kuishi maisha ya upendo. Maana msalaba unapopokelewa kwa Yesu unafanyika kuwa alama ya upendo na kutuvuta na kutuunganisha pamoja. Unajenga mahusiano ambayo yalikuwa yamevunjika, unatufanya tunakuwa watoto wa Mungu. Tunaishi katika ulimwengu ambao umegawanyika sana. Jamii zao ziko katika vipande vipande, kabila hili, kabila lile. Na kwa sababu hiyo, tunashindwa hata kutoa ushuhuda wetu kwa Yesu. Tunakumbuka iliyotokea katika jirani ya nchi yetu kule Rwanda. Watu 1,000,000 walikufa kwa sababu ya ukabila. Au kwa sababu ya siasa mbaya. Wakaua watu 1,000,000 kwa wiki moja. Tunakumbuka iliyotokea Somalia katika bara letu la Afrika. 99% ya watu wale ni Waislamu, wanaongea lugha moja, utamaduni mmoja, wanasali pamoja, lakini kwa miaka zaidi ya 30 hawana serikali, wanauana wenyewe kwa wenyewe. Juzi tulipokuwa tunasikia taarifa habari, kijana mmoja alijitokeza na akalipua bomu kule Mogadishu. Watu 169 walikufa na wengine 400 wameumia, wako hospitalini. Kwa miaka hiyo yote hawana Mungu. Uadui unaweza ukaingia hata kwenye taifa kubwa, kwenye familia, kwenye kanisa. Mtakumbuka Kaini alimuua ndugu yake Abeli. Walikuwa wanaongea lugha moja, wana kabila moja, baba mmoja. Hii ndio kazi ya dhambi. Unaweza ukamchukia ndugu yako kwa sababu ni kabila nyingine, au kwa sababu tu basi unasitukia umeingia kwenye matatizo makubwa. Dhambi inatutenga na Mungu. Inaleta machafuko. Inavunja misingi mizuri ya kisiasa na ya kijamii, ya mafundisho mazuri ya dini na tamaduni zetu nzuri. Kila moja tunajikuta tumetengana na kukaa mbali na kila mmoja. Na ukishatengana na Mungu, unatengana na kila mtu. Tunahitaji kujiuliza na kujisaisha katika mioyo yetu ili Mungu atuunganishe na kutuleta pamoja. Sisi wa Mennonite tunafundisha kwamba maisha ya Ukristo na msingi wetu ni kwa kutetea amani na umoja. Mennonite au Anabaptist, tunaamini kwamba kanisa ni msingi wa amani, wa kuambia watu kwamba wanaweza kuishi kwa amani. Na hiyo ndio msingi ambao Yesu alitufundisha kwamba tunaweza kuwapenda maadui zetu, maana yeye alituonyesha mfano wa kupenda maadui. Kwa njia ya kutubu na kwa njia ya kumpenda Mungu na kwa njia ya kutembea naye, tunaamini kwamba ubaya na uadui unaweza ukashindwa kwa damu ya Yesu Kristo. Sisi wa Mennonite tunafundisha kwamba kwa njia ya amani tunaweza kushinda ubaya. Tunaweza kuishi maisha ya kumheshimu Mungu na kumpenda, na Yesu Kristo akawa ni kiongozi wa maisha yetu. Sisi kule Afrika tunaamini kwamba Mungu ana uwezo, ana nguvu, na yeye ndiye kila kitu. Na Biblia ni neno la mwisho la Mungu, haliwezi kusahihishwa, haliwezi kuzungumzwa, haliwezi kubadilishwa. Wala haliwezi kufanyiwa mjadala. Kanisa ni chombo cha unabii, cha kuiambia dunia mahali palipo na uadui na kuondoa uadui. Kanisa ni alama ya upendo wa Mungu ambayo inaleta watu pamoja. Mahali Yesu alikuwa akihubiri, ungeona makahaba, watu wabaya, wanasiasa, wagonjwa, wanawake na wanaume walioharibika, wakavunjika vipande vipande, Yesu anawaponya, wanarudi pamoja. Lakini Mafarisayo hawakuweza kufanya chochote, ingawaje na elimu zao kubwa. Walibaki kumkosoa Yesu, anakula na wenye dhambi, anaishi maisha mabaya, anakaa na watu wabaya. Aliwaunganisha watu akawaleta pamoja. Kristo Yesu ndiye amani yetu. Ametufundisha kama Paulo alivyosema, msalaba wa Yesu una nguvu na maana ukipokelewa. Kama hukupokelewa, hausaidi kitu chochote. Amani maana yake ni nini? Ni pale watu wanapojua umoja na upendo wa mawazo, kwamba sisi tunampenda Mungu, tunaishi kwa amani. Amani ni amani. Waislamu wanasema shalom. Salamu alaikum. Wayahudi wanasema shalom. Na sisi Waswahili tunasema amani. Wanyarwanda wanasema amahoro. Amani ya Kristo ili tujalie upendo. Shalom, yani amani, ni njia ya utakatifu ya kumpenda Mungu. Ndiyo kini cha imani yetu. Ndiyo Mungu anataka tuwe na amani sisi wenyewe, tuwe na amani na watu wengine. Paulo alisema kwa njia ya amani ametualika ili tuwe na huduma ya upatanisho. Nitashangaa mtu anayejiita ni Mkristo lakini anachukia mtu wa kabila nyingine. Nitashangaa mtu anayejiita ni Mkristo lakini anamchukia dada yake. anamchukia ndugu yake. Alama moja ya Ukristo ni kumpenda jirani yako. Mpaka watu washangae, kweli Mtanzania anaweza kumpenda Mnyarwanda? Mimi nakumbuka Mwalimu Nyerere alikuwa Mkristo. Alikuwa analima mahindi yake, anapata magunia 500, anatuita viongozi wa dini, anatuambia mahindi yangu yote nitapelekea wakimbizi. Maana hawa Mungu amewaleta kwenye nchi yetu, msije mkawafanyie vibaya. Alikuwa anapata mshahara wake, badala ya kujenga nyumba anachukua na nunua nguo na wapelekea wakimbizi kwenye makambi ya wakimbizi. Sijui kama wakimbizi walijua hayo mambo. Kuna wakati mmoja alituambia tutoe damu kwa ajili ya kusaidia watu wa Zimbabwe na South Africa. Mimi nimetoa mara mbili nikiwa sekondari. Na Mwalimu Nyerere amekufa bila kujenga nyumba, aliuza magari yake, akapeleka hela kwa wakimbizi. Akasema hii ndio zawadi naweza kuwapa. Na leo Wakatoliki wanamfanya kuwa mtakatifu kwa sababu aliwatumikia watu vizuri. Hata akatupiga deni sisi viongozi wa dini, akawa na upendo kutushinda sisi viongozi wa dini. I was telling them when the first president of Tanzania, I never mentioned in English, he never engaged in corruption. He was farming. Sometimes he could get 100 bags of maize, and he could call church leader, I have maize here, corn I want to send to refugees people. He could take his salary, buy clothes, and take to petrol camps. When he was retired, he was given 3 cars. He sold those cars. He gave money to the refugees in Tanzania. One day he came to a secondary school. He said, we have nothing to give these people. Can you donate blood and send to those people? I remember I donated twice. I never experienced such kind of love. He was far away even than we church leaders. He was valuing humanity. He was for poor people. He died with high integrity. Mungu abariki sana. So I have finished. Now you can come.
Asante sana. We're going to have a time of anointing, and I'd like this translated into Kinyarwanda. Dadiyungu, Esther, my sister, would you come up and translate this for me? Yeah. Thank you. The Bible has stories about two types of anointing.
Biblia ina habari mbili kwa ajili ya upako wa mafuta.
You know it. Okay. So maybe you do better than me, but
no, I have the voice, so I don't need the microphone.
Oh, the voice. Oh, okay. You sure? Okay.
Yes.
So in James, it says in the Bible that if you are sick, you should come and the leaders of the church will anoint you for healing.
Katika Biblia, Yakobo anasema kwamba kama wewe ni mgonjwa, unaweza ukaja na wakristo wazee wa kanisa wakakuwekea mafuta ukapona.
And also in the Bible, there are times when people are anointed because they have been called by God to a very special task or role.
Pia katika Biblia, kuna viongozi ambao wameitwa kwa kazi maalum na wanapakwa mafuta kwa ajili ya huo utumishi.
And this morning when our brother, Pastor Amos, was speaking about reconciliation, it seems to me that there's both types of anointing that are needed. We need anointing for healing because we have broken relationships that need to be reconciled. And also, we have been called to the ministry of reconciliation in our world. And so we need anointing for that task. And that is what Living Water Community Church is about. Our church is called to both receive the healing from God and then be anointed for the ministry of reconciliation in our world.
Na
And so I have invited Bishop Amos and our sister Esther to anoint us for both the healing of reconciliation where we need it, and also that we be anointed so that we can go out into our world, into our neighborhood, into our city, so that we are living out Christ's ministry of reconciliation here. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So if you would like to come forward to receive anointing, I know I do, then just come on up and one of them will anoint you. Meanwhile, our choir will sing. And those of you in the choir, I think maybe just one at a time, maybe you stop singing and you can come over and also be anointed. Amen. Amen. Asante.
Hallelujah. Kwa hiyo tutakuja taratibu moja kwa moja alafu.
Thank you.
Pray for you now, the last prayer. Okay. Let's bow to the Lord so that we may pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are here this time praising you for your love, for your caring, for your healing. Lord, we know you, that you are truly God. You are not a liar. It's you, God, you ask us that if we came before you, you will answer our prayers. We have anointed your people. We want to hear good stories from today, that you are going to do wonderful things in their lives. Bless their hands. Bless what they are going to do. Unite them, God. Heal them. Show your blessings so that they may experience your love and your healing. We are praying for brothers and sisters to this church. We are praying for church leader and all people who are here, that you are going to do what you want to do for them from today. Thank you, God. We want people to love you and to praise you. Lord, turn to us so that we may walk in confidence with you. We are blessing them from now until we meet again. In Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Woo!
Thank you.
Sisters and brothers, I think you've had your benediction, but this verse came up in my Bible Gateway this morning, Romans 5:10. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved. And saved means brought into shalom, yes, by his life. Live in the life of Jesus. And I bless you in his name. Amen.
As usual, if a few people would put the chairs that are over on this side and the chairs over on this side against the wall so we can be providing hospitality for our Nepali sisters and brothers. Thank you.